What if it weren't?
What do you mean?
What if you were just making something up as you went along? Why should we assume that the Maker knows what he's doing?
Or we could assume that he does, but he's just doing it his own way. The people who designed all the early Nintendo games drew them on long rolls of paper. There was no better way to do it, and you could unroll the whole thing and see exactly how it would move. The geography of the game was 2D, scrolling past on the screen. He falls silent, frowning.
What?
He shakes his head.
I need more sleep.
He stands up, passing her the iBook, and returns to his seat.
She stares blankly at the JPEG, the iBook slightly warm atop her thighs, and wonders exactly what she should do when they get to Heathrow. She has the new keys to Damien's place in her Stasi envelope, in the luggage label bag. That's where she feels like going, really, though the residual ache in her forehead is causing her some doubt.
Would someone have been able to fiddle the locks in the meantime?
She has only a very fuzzy idea of who might live in the other two flats, but whoever they are, they seem to go out to work on a regular basis. A burglar might be able to get in then during the day and do whatever it took to open the apartment. But her only other option is a London hotel, and even with Blue Ant footing the bill, she's feeling hoteled out. She'll go to Camden then, Heathrow Express to Paddington, then a cab. Decision out of the way, she closes Taki's JPEG, puts the iBook away, and returns to bed mode. When they exit immigration, Big End is waiting, the only smiling face in a scrum of glum chauffeurs holding hand-lettered sheets of cardboard. Big End's, says Pollard and Chu, in coarse-tipped red felt pen. He really does seem to have too many teeth. His Stetson is set too squarely on his head, and he's wearing the raincoat she'd last seen him in.
Right this way, please. He makes a point of taking over the luggage trolley from Boone, and they follow him out, throwing glances at each other, past the cab queue and the recent arrivals, coughing gratefully over first cigarettes. She sees his Hummer parked where she's certain no one at all is allowed to park ever, and watches as he and Boone open the square doors at the rear and load the bags. Big End holds the passenger side door for her as she climbs in. Boone gets the seat behind her. She watches Big End fold his enormous plastic parking permission.
You didn't need to pick us up, Hubertus, she said, because she feels the need to say something, and because it seems so abundantly the truth.